By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল আমবিয়া ওয়াল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া সাহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নাবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া সাহাবিকা ইয়া নূরাল্লাহ মাশাআল্লাহ আজ্জা ওয়া জাল. A beautiful day today. Our topic for today is going to be on a very unique personality. So inshallah, we're going to be talking about the life. I'm going to tell you who that personality is. So that I'm going to keep you in a bit of a suspense at that moment in time. But inshallah, the main aim is that we learn about our beautiful deen. So inshallah, we're going to be starting from our tilawah today, as you know. So let's get the qiraat, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالی کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
فتقطعوا امرهم بينهم زبرا كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون
تو ان کی امتوں نے اپنا کام آپس میں ٹکڑے ٹکڑے کر لیا, ہر گروہ جو اس کے پاس ہے اس پر خوش ہے.
فذرهم في غمرتهم حتى حين
تو تم ان کو چھوڑ دو ان کے نشے میں ایک وقت تک.
ایحسبون انما نمدهم به من مال وبنین
کیا یہ خیال کر رہے ہیں کہ وہ جو ہم ان کی مدد کر رہے ہیں مال اور بیٹوں سے.
نسارع لهم فی الخیرات بل لا یشعرون
یہ جلد جلد ان کو بھلائیاں دیتے ہیں بلکہ انہیں خبر نہیں.
ان الذين هم من خشية ربهم مشفقون
بے شک وہ جو اپنے رب کے ڈر سے سہمے ہوئے ہیں.
والذين هم بآيات ربهم يؤمنون
اور وہ جو اپنے رب کی آیتوں پر ایمان لاتے ہیں.
والذين هم بربهم لا يشركون
اور وہ جو اپنے رب کا کوئی شریک نہیں کرتے.
والذين يؤتون ما آتوا وقلوبهم وجلة انهم الى ربهم راجعون
اور وہ جو دیتے ہیں جو کچھ دیں اور ان کے دل ڈر رہے ہیں یوں کہ ان کو اپنے رب کی طرف پھرنا ہے.
اولئک یسارعون فی الخیرات وهم لها سابقون
یہ لوگ بھلائیوں میں جلدی کرتے ہیں اور یہی سب سے پہلے انہیں پہنچے.
ولا نکلف نفسا الا وسعها ولدینا کتاب ینطق بالحق وهم لا يظلمون
اور ہم کسی جان پر بوجھ نہیں رکھتے مگر اس کی طاقت بھر, اور ہمارے پاس ایک کتاب ہے کہ حق بولتی ہے اور ان پر ظلم نہ ہوگا.
بل قلوبهم في غمرة من هذا ولهم اعمال من دون ذلك هم لها عاملون
بلکہ ان کے دل اس سے غفلت میں ہیں اور ان کے کام ان کاموں سے جدا ہیں جنہیں وہ کر رہے ہیں.
حتی اذا اخذنا مترفیہم بالعذاب اذا ہم یجأرون
یہاں تک کہ جب ہم نے ان کے امیروں کو عذاب میں پکڑا تو جب ہی وہ فریاد کرنے لگے.
لا تجأروا اليوم انکم من لا تنصرون
آج فریاد نہ کرو ہماری طرف سے تمہاری مدد نہ ہوگی۔
قد كانت آیاتی تتلى علیکم فکنتم علی اعقابکم تنکصون،
بے شک میری آیتیں تم پر پڑی جاتی تھیں تو تم اپنی ایڑیوں کے بل الٹے پلٹتے تھے۔
مستکبرین بہ سامرا تہجرون،
خدمت حرم پر بڑائی مارتے ہو، رات کو وہاں بےہودہ کہانیاں بکتے، حق کو چھوڑے ہوئے۔
افلم یدبروا القول ام جاءہم ما لم یأتی آباءہم الاولین،
کیا انہوں نے بات کو سوچا نہیں یا ان کے پاس وہ آیا جو ان کے باپ دادا کے پاس نہ آیا تھا؟
ام لم يعرفوا رسولهم فهم له منكرون،
یا انہوں نے اپنے رسول کو نہ پہچانا تو وہ اسے بیگانہ سمجھ رہے ہیں۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ ماشاءاللہ عز وجل، we were listening to Surah Al-Mu'minun and mashallah azwajal, a very beautiful tilawat of the Quran. Alhamdulillah azwajal, you know, it instills this beautiful rhythm inside your heart and it does wake you up inshallah azwajal. I hope it wakes my ruh up, my soul up as well, so that alhamdulillah we can start to do good things as well. Now the Quran is one of the greatest gifts given to us by Allah azwajal. You can say it is the greatest miracle of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now the Quran is such that Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran itself that if this Quran was to be revealed on mountain, yeah, the mountain will shatter. Yet this Quran was revealed on the blessed heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Quran is such a unique book that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. He's challenged those people who would say that the Quran, ma'azallah, is not the word of Allah, it's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has written. Or some people said that it is not the word of Allah azza wa jal, it is just stories. But alhamdulillah, the Quran, he says fa'tu bi suratin min mithlihi. If you think that Allah Ta'ala did not reveal the Quran, then go get everyone together and then what, then create one verse, one surah of the Quran. And people could not even do that as well. And this challenge is until the day of judgment. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, for us to know that the Quran is the truthful book, because it talks about the previous ummas, it talks about the previous prophets. There are so many books that are here, alhamdulillah, the tafsir of the Quran, Siratul Jinan, the translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman and Kanzul Irfan. We also have Ifhamul Quran as well. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there are so many avenues that we can take, there are so many things that we can read, and inshallah as well increase our knowledge. Now that all it belongs to us, doesn't it? It's up to us how much knowledge we take and how much we do. But alhamdulillah azza wa jal, let's all make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us guidance that Allah Ta'ala has promised inside the Quran to us. Let's go and listen to the daily kalam for today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, khaake Madina, khaake Madina, khaake Madina, khaake Madina, خاک مدینہ، خاک مدینہ،
خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک سار ہوتا، ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار ہوتا، ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار ہوتا۔
مجھے بلاتے آقا گر کرم سے، تیرا مجھے بلاتے پر صدقے ہوتا، ان پر نثار ہوتا، روزے پر صدقے ہوتا، روزے پر صدقے ہوتا، ان پر نثار ہوتا،
خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک مسیار ہوتا،
کس کو گر بلاتے، بے قصوں کے آقا، وہ بے قصوں کے آقا، بے قص کو گر بلاتے، کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑھ کر خوار ہوتا، کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر، کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑھ کر خوار ہوتا، زمین ہوتی، طیبہ میں گرم یسر، دو گز زمین ہوتی، ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا، ان کے قریب بستا، ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا، کے خوب لگتی مٹی میری ٹھکانے، گھر ان کی راہ گزر پر، گھر ان کی راہ گزر پر میرا مزار ہوتا، یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا، وہ سبز گنبد، یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا، وہ سبز گنبد، اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا، اور میں غبار بن کر، اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا، چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجا کے رکھا، بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجا کے رکھا، بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجا کے رکھا، مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا، مگر اب تو اسے آقا، مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا،
مدینہ میرا غبار
سالک ہوئے ہم ان کے وہ بھی ہوئے ہمارے سالک ہوئے ہم ان کے وہ بھی ہوئے ہمارے دل مضطرب کو لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا دل مضطرب کو لیکن دل مضطرب کو لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عزوجل خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک سار ہوتا. A very beautiful کلام, one of my favorite کلامس to be honest with you, and one of my favorite نعت خانز as well, ماشاءاللہ خلیل بھائی. And الحمدللہ عزوجل. Now we're moving on to our next part of the program, which is the topic of today. Now when we talk about famous personalities, sometimes you think of footballers, cricketers, singers, and to be honest with you, for myself and for many millions of other people around the world, they are not our role models. They're not our icons. Our icons, our role models, are those people that have helped Islam and that have helped Islam to prosper around the world. If it wasn't for these people, today we would have definitely struggled. So I say that these people were chosen by Allah Azza wa Jal for this great work that they have done. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I'm talking about one of the greatest students of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And his personality, he was known as Sadr al-Sharia. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be learning about some of the things that he has helped towards the deen. And some of the things that if they were not there today, we would have really struggled. But let me just start off with the blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been reported. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites 100 times durood upon me, Allah azza wa jalla will write between his two eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and is free from the fire of hell. And he will be raised amongst the shuhada, the martyrs, on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat ne aapko apni khilafat ata farmayi. The Ala Hazrat gave him the khilafat of, khilafat means successorship. Yani he could do ba'd in the silsila of Qadriya Razaviyya. Sadr al-Sharia, Astana-e-Murshid ke ba-wafa the. He was very, very, you know, alhamdulillah, loving in the court of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And he was a trustworthy person. And he was one of the greatest scholars that Ala Hazrat produced. And he wasn't in the field of in a scholarship that Ala Hazrat, alhamdulillah, he was, his father and his grandfather, they were hakims, you know, they were herbal doctors. And also he followed in the footsteps of the of their grandfather. They were pious people as well. But, you know, they were in the line of Tib. And he says that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he talked to him and he said to him that instead of following the line of Tib, why do you not come onto the line of, you know, scholarship and become a scholar? So Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma, he left his field of Tib, not in a sense that he never went back to it. He would still practice it, but he came into the line of scholarship and he became one of the greatest scholars of that century. Sadr al-Sharia was a very, very respectful person and he was very, very kind and good-natured. Sadr al-Sharia, sunnat par amal karte huye, ghar ka kaam intihai masroofiyat ke baawajood, apne haathon se karte. Sometimes we say, well, why shall I do it? My wife's gonna do it, my daughter's gonna, my sister's gonna do the housework. No, it's not only for the women to do the housework. Yes, we've got this a society, yes, women do look after the home, where the man should be looking after the affairs outside the house, bringing in the food. But if we do help our home, then that is nothing wrong. So Sadr al-Sharia acted upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was also a very person that acted upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was very strict upon the sunnah, as you can say. And alhamdulillah, sometimes people say, oh, you're too strict. There is no such thing. You know, if you love someone, you know, if a person who loves someone that wears trousers and they're torn, and sometimes you think, you're a phatewe kapde mein bechare ko paise kyun nahi aa rahe, but then no, he's got the money, but he loves his so-called leader, his that person is his icon, his role model, and because his role model wears torn clothes, he's wearing them as well. Don't you say that is stupid? That is not just stupid, that is strict, yeah, in loving him. But he acts upon it. I've never heard anyone stopping someone and say, what's up, all this happening about? What's all this about? Yeah, if you love someone, then you will try to imitate him. If you love someone, you will try to act upon all of the things that he does. Now, as a Muslim, we should be loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, we should try to act upon the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aapki khususiyat mein ye bhi tha, aap ghar ya bahir kabhi namaz qaza na karte. You know, even though when he was at home, even though when he was traveling, even though when he was ill, he was very, very upfront with salah. Basically, you know, it's like sometimes we make our timetable according to our jadwal, we fit the namaz in there. No, he made namaz first, that was the boundary line, and then he fit other work as well. Theek hai, namaz comes here, kham khatam. We say, nahi, come here. Namaz, chalo qaza karegi insaan, we'll read it later on. We'll do this, we'll do that. That is a wrong intention, that is a wrong thought. The proper manner is that you have your timetable according to your namaz, not your namaz according to your timetable. What about, for example, our timetable? Janab, aaj jana Birmingham shadi par. Yeah, I need to go to Birmingham for a wedding. Theek hai, okay, wedding is fixed. Jana shadi par hai. Chalo, namaz, I just will try to fit our namaz in as well. And if it doesn't matter, musafara, kaza isakli, Allah ta'ala maaf farmaye. That is the kind of mentality. I was talking to someone, an elderly person, five times namazi, as we can call. And he says, Tio ji, kya kara, kapde na paakan, namaz kis tarah padha? Why did you come? Kyun shadi par gaye? So if there's no namaz time. So if you have your namaz, then you think of other things later on. And now we're missing our fajr, our zuhr, our asr, maghrib, isha. What for? For the dunya. Yeah, what for? For money. And this money comes and goes. Yeah, I've seen people who are millionaires. Phir bhi the bichare kahan ro rahe hain. Yeah, this has happened, that's happened. Paise koni, aulaad nafarman, illness, all these kind of things. They're still not satisfied. And on the other hand, you might find someone who studies Islam, who reads the books of Islam, who reads the Quran, paise thode hain. Lekin alhamdulillah, Allah has given him respect. People love him, people respect him. Look at Amir Ahle Sunnat. He's not a millionaire. He is not a person that, you know, his bank balances are full. Even though if he says to his murids, give me £1 each one of you every week, he'll be a millionaire by now. He doesn't want money. He wants your time. He wants your, you know, you to act upon the deen. Even though Amir Ahle Sunnat, you know, for people who run a TV channel, yeah, they've got a good wage. You know, if you're running your own TV channel, you know, you're the CEO of Madani Channel, you're going to be on a big whack, aren't you? Madani Channel, the CEO, or you can say the ruh, the life of Madani Channel is Amir Ahle Sunnat. Doesn't get anything from Madani Channel. He's a writer. He's written books like Fezan-e Sunnat, Backbiting, Neki Ki Da'wat. You know, he's written hundreds of rasale. If he sits back at home and started to sell these books, you know, got money from them, you know, driving big fancy cars, live in a big mansion, you know, nokar vyan bar, you know, banda chera baitha hua, yeah, that's not him. That's why millions of people just want to see a glimpse of him. Subhanallah. For that kind of a love, you know, that's what you call true love. Not, you know, following role models, ma'azallah, that end up in court, their weddings, ma'azallah, zina, sharab, juwa. They do every bad thing that is written in the books, yeah, but they still are role models. Chalo, that's your bad luck, I can say. Shadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma, namaz, he used to offer his salah with the jama'at. And sometimes if the muadzin was late to the masjid, he would go and give the azan as well. Subhanallah. So therefore, he wasn't just a scholar or, you know, a peer sahab that would walk into a masjid and people would stand up in respect for him. And people did that though. He never wanted it, but people did that. Why? Because they loved him. You know, he would be such a person that was very, very humble. Rozon se aisi mohabbat thi ke sakht bimari mein bhi aap roze na chhodte. He would be so punctual in his fasting that even though he was critically ill, he was very ill sometimes, but he would never leave his fast. Baad namaz Jum'a bila naga, he would recite 100 times Darude Razaviyya. Yeah, he would recite that. Alhamdulillah, in many Fazane Medina, in Babul Medina, Karachi Fazane Medina, Alhamdulillah, we recite 100 times Darude Razaviyya as well. اپنی اولاد اور طلبہ کی عملی تعلیم و تربیت کا خصوصی خیال فرمایا کرتے ہیں. He would take good attention for the good تربیت and their Islamic knowledge. When we talk about knowledge, we mean Islamic knowledge. دنیاوی knowledge, that's important as well. But if you give preference to the religious knowledge, Allah will make your other worldly knowledge easier for you. You know, this is a beautiful tip that you get in Islam. If you study, if you're in college or university, you're doing specific subject and you want to be a master in that subject, act upon the sunnahs, recite Durood-e-Pak, be punctual in your salah. I promise you, you'll become a master in what you are studying. Sadru Sharia alayhi rahmah, so he used to give a lot of time to his children, to his amali tarbiyat, not only knowledge but amal as well. And sometimes, you know, you see our children, they might become educated, but when it comes to amal, it's nothing there. صدر شریعہ ایسے عاشق تھے جب نعت شریف سنتے تو ادب سے دونوں ہاتھ باندھ لیتے آنکھیں بند کر لیتے اور آنکھوں سے عشق رسول میں آنسو بہنے لگتے. He was such a devotee, such an عاشق of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that just like Allah Hazrat, whenever he would listen to the kalams, he would put his head down and he would cry in the love of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And subhanAllah, you know, just imagine listening to the kalams of your Piro Murshid, of your teacher, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah. You know, you're there and you're listening to his kalams and you can see the person who's written them. Just like today, when we read a kalam that has been written by Amir Ahl Sunnah, subhanAllah. And just imagine if you are reading that kalam in front of Amir Ahl Sunnah, you know what goes through your heart, that the person who wrote this fantastic, beautiful kalam is there sitting in front of me. In the same way, can you imagine when the Naat Khan would be reciting the kalams of Ala Hazrat, and Ala Hazrat would be sasa in front of them. Subhanallah. Aapne safre Medina mein wafat paayi. So he passed away whilst he was in safar of Medina. Aapke mubarak mazar se paakiza khushbu kai din tak mahsoos ki gayi. So when he passed away and he was buried in his mazar-e-paak, he was, the beautiful smell, the beautiful fragrance kept on coming for many, many days. Subhanallah. And one of the biggest knowledgeable thing, or you can say a gift that he has left for the Ummah, is the beautiful book, Bahar-e-Shariat. MashaAllah. The Bahar-e-Shariat, he has left that for his Ummah. MashaAllah. Bahar-e-Shariat is a knowledge that was scattered in many books of, you know, there were many books were Arabic books, because there wasn't an Urdu book, because of the subcontinent, many people, Bangladesh, India, and Pakistan, people speak Urdu language. Even now, millions of people speak the Urdu language. So he wrote this in the Urdu language, and he was reading the textbooks and the scholarly books that were written, the masails, the fiqh masails in Arabic, and he got them from all sources and compiled them into Bahar-e-Shariat. Subhanallah. Jiske dam se bahare shariat mili, aise sadre shariat pe lakhun salam. MashaAllah. Sadru Sharia, what about his, a bit about his character and a bit about his, where he was born. Sadru Sharia Badru Tariqa, Hazrat Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullah Ali. He was born in 1882 in a very small kasba town in India. In UP, it was called Madinatul Ulama Gusi. Madinatul Ulama is a name that was given by Amir Ahl Sunnat, Madinatul Ulama, the city of scholars, because he was a great scholar, and the city is called Gusi. Aapke walid Hakim Jamaluddin and his grandfather Khuda Bakhsh Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali were experts in the field of Tib, and his early knowledge that he got from his grandfather, Maulana Khuda Bakhsh Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. He studied the early knowledge of Islam from his grandfather. So his grandfather wasn't just a herbalist, a herbal doctor, but he was also a scholar as well. And that's where he started to get his first knowledge. And then in Madrasa Nasirul Uloom, he went there, and Maulana Ilahi Bakhsh, he studied from him as well. Then he moved on to Junpur, and his Chacha Zad Bhai or Ustad Se Muhammad Siddiq Se Kuch Asbaq Padhe. So can you see one of the things that we see amongst the Awliya-i Kiram is that they would travel. If you look at Data Ali Hajveri Rahmatullah Alayhi, that he traveled and he came to Lahore. And even the other scholars, Maulana Zakariya Multani Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, all these great scholars, where did they come from? They came from outer areas and they settled in here. They traveled for their deen and they traveled many areas before they came and settled in Multan Sharif in Pakistan. And you know, same with Huzur Ghawse Pak Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi. He's from Iran, from Jilan. And he traveled to Baghdad Sharif in Iraq to go and learn knowledge. So there's something in similarity regarding these great scholars that they would travel. How much do we travel? Our Dawat Islami gives us an opportunity to travel, go out of your house. Yara karu likhdo na. Go out of your house and go and study. Go and travel on the Madani Kafila 3 days, 12 days, 30 days, 1 year. Travel on the Madani Kafila and you'll find out, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, the blessings and the knowledge. But today we're so gripped with this dunya. You know, it's like, you know, we're chained up. You know, like a person who's chained up, he can't even move. That's what we are like now. We're moved, we're gripped. Dunya's got grabbed hold of us. Dunya lapri gina saki. You can't go anywhere. Aaj, because of the dunya, you know, our hereafter is in jeopardy. Even our dunya is in jeopardy as well. You totally forget your children as well. Why? Because you're in this little world and you're tied up with chains. You can't see them. You can't see that you are tied up with these chains. But sadly, these people are tied up with chains. They can't even move. You know, they're being slapped and kicked and punched by the shaitan. They can't even defend themselves. How can you defend yourself when you read your salah, when you read the Quran, when you act upon the sunnah? Alhamdulillah, you free yourself from this slavery. This is modern day slavery, where you give everything to the dunya, puri mehnat, you know, mashallah, ate kate Islami bhain, yeah, subhanallah, beautiful bodies, yeah, where are they spent? Sari diya, jimmaj, koi masla bana rahe, koi kya kare, koi tike lane, yara kide khasani na sariya, ki why you wasting your time? Spend these muscles, go, and mashallah, so learn and educate your deen, jao masjid na imam bano. Go, mashallah, travel on the Madani Kafila. Travel to different areas. Mashallah, we've got Kafila. London Islami Brothers, they've gone to Kosovo, Macedonia, and another country that they're traveling to on the Madani Kafila. You know, alhamdulillah, that's what you call life. Is zindagi a cheez hai? Zindagi a cheez thodi hai. Subah utho, kam hai par, raati utho, kam hai par, dyaar. Sari, you sat amongst your friends. All you talk about is work. All you talk about is how much you've earned. How much have you earned? Soap on, gentene kamane. Okay, you've earned £500 a day. Kya fayda? What's the point? When you don't even give time to your family, when you don't even give time to yourself. Kitna bada zulm hai. Okay, you know, if you're doing zulm to other people, that's different. You don't feel the pain. But how is it that a person does zulm on himself? Apne upar itna zulm banda karna. He does so much zulm on himself, cannot give time for salah. And then you say, janab, marita, فلانی پوری سٹریٹ ماری ہے اب جلے مرسوں نے پوری سٹریٹ تدفن کر سن سنی قبر ہی اس نہ گنا ہاپن نہ اس ہے سو میک شور دا وین ایور یو ٹاک بوسٹ فلی اباؤٹ دا دنیا آلویز تھنک ٹو یور سیلف ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے ڈو وٹ ایور یو وانٹ آخر موت ہے دا پرسن ہو آن ہز نیم دا ہائیسٹ بلڈنگ واز بلڈ ہی پاسڈ اوے اینڈ واٹ ڈیڈ ہی گیٹ ہی اون دا ہائیسٹ ٹالسٹ بلڈنگ ان دا ورلڈ. He owned so many palaces. He owned so many, you know, businesses. Yeah, at the end, what did he get? He got that grave. Yeah, that two foot wide grave and 6 foot long grave. That's all he got. He didn't get he wasn't buried in that tallest building, did he? Isatara, you know, just, you know, this is an example for us. I'm not saying anything wrong about that. You know, but what I'm saying is, you're the owner of this. Now you're the owner of this. What have you prepared for that? ٹھیک ہے دنیا واسطے تو کمائی کنا ہماری تر مکان ہے چار مکان ہے یہ ہے وہ کوٹھی ہے وہ پلازا ہے وہ شاپنگ سینٹر ماڑا ہے دنیا قبر کیا شاپنگ سینٹر بنایا, واٹ ہیو یو ڈن فار دا گریو. اینڈ دین وین دیز کائنڈ آف پیپل دے سٹ ڈاؤن اینڈ دے ٹاک اباؤٹ یو, پتہ لگنا جناب ان جا سیاح کوئی ہے ہی نہیں. تو اگین تھنک ٹو یور سیلف. سو مولانا صدر الشریع علیہ الرحمہ, ہی کیم فرام اے ویری ویری ریسپیکٹ فل فیملی, بٹ الحمد للہ ہی ڈیڈیکیٹڈ ہز ٹائم. اینڈ ٹو ڈے یو نو ہو ٹاکس اباؤٹ مائی گرینڈ فادر, ہو ٹاکس اباؤٹ مائی گریٹ گرینڈ فادر. آئی ٹیل یو مے بی مائی اون چلڈرن ڈو ناٹ ایون نو اباؤٹ مائی گرینڈ فادر. Yeah, but they don't, my children don't know about my grandfather, but my children do know who wrote Bahar-e Shariat. They do know who Ala Hazrat is. They do know who Mufti Azam Hind Alayhi Rahma is. They know who Imam Ghazali is. They know who Ghaus-e Pak is. Data Sahab, Maulana Hazrat Khaja Moinuddin Tishti Ajmeri Alayhi Rahma. They know who they are. Why? Because they've helped for the deen. Baki, who was the prime minister of Pakistan in 1960? I don't know. Yeah, who was the president of, who was the prime minister of England in the 1960s? I don't know. Yeah, we don't need to know. Theek hai, guzri gaya waqt. Lekin, why do they know people for 1300 or 1000 years ago? It's because these people left a legacy behind. Inna kuch chhodya hua hai. That's why we are remembering them. Subhanallah. Sadr al-Sharia, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he has done a very, very big favor. And he went through the Arabic books, the Arabic text, and wrote a book in the Urdu language that we call today is Bahar-e Shariat. If you want to become a scholar of deen, then read Bahar-e Shariat. And then, you know, so many knowledge that is in that Bahar-e Shariat is knowledge that is farz upon us. Wo ilm hai jo hum par farz hai, not optional knowledge. Theek hai ji, padhi gindi hai, theek hai, varna koi masla nahi. It is not optional knowledge that is written there. It is farz ulum that is very, very important for us. آپ رحمت اللہ علیہ تحدیث نعمت کے طور پر خود ارشاد فرماتے ہیں, اگر اورنگزیب عالمگیر بادشاہ اس کتاب کو دیکھتے تو مجھے سونے سے تولتے. Yeah, out of تحدیث نعمت he says, because اورنگزیب عالمگیر بادشاہ, the king اورنگزیب, you know, he was the one who ordered the scholars to write a book on the فقہ حنفی. Subhanallah. So to be honest with you, he has done a very, very big favor on the ummat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by giving us Bahar-e Shariat. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, Dawat-e-Islami has now beautified Bahar-e Shariat. You can get this into a beautiful set of Bahar-e Shariat. Bahar-e Shariat is an app that we have the website of the Dawat-e-Islami that you can download the whole Bahar-e Shariat. You can download it on your iPads or your phones. Alhamdulillah, I've got the whole Bahar-e Shariat downloaded on mine as well. And there is a search option as well. So you can download the whole Bahar-e Shariat onto your phone as well. And you know, sometimes we need to really take some time out, sit back and read. And if you don't understand, go and ask the scholars. For example, start off with Imaniyat about the Aqeedah. How do we believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla? Start off with that. You know, Alhamdulillah, even that is translated into English. In Jamiat al-Madinah, that's what we teach our children about Aqeedah, you know, about Allah Azza wa Jal. So hopefully, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, if you want to, regarding that, inshallah, if you want to download it, go onto our website, dawatislami.net, download the whole Bahar-e Shariat as well, inshallah. We've got our daily reminder now, and inshallah, once we have the daily reminder, we'll come back and we'll go into, and we'll delve more into the life of Sadr al-Sharia, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sayyidina Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, I visited the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and humbly asked, what is salvation? He replied, control your tongue and your house. This should be enough for you. Meaning, do not go here and there unnecessarily and shed your tears for your mistake. Bear in mind that safeguarding the tongue, keeping it in check and keeping it away from useless and vain talks are immensely necessary. This is because the majority of insolence and the most disturbance that is caused is because by the same tongue. And the person who lets his tongue roam free and unchecked and lets it loose, Satan makes him fall into destruction. The viewers of Madarin channel, the one benefit of safeguarding the tongue is also that good deeds are protected by it. Because the person who does not safeguard the tongue Rather, he remains engaged in talking all times, is not able to refrain from backbiting against people. Similarly, there's a huge risk of uttering words of disbelief as well, which ruin the iman. And both of these actions are so bad that because of which the person's good deeds are wasted. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, keeping tongue safe keeps our iman and our good deeds safe. Similarly, there is a huge risk of uttering words of disbelief as well. Now this ruins the iman. And both of these actions, meaning backbiting of people and uttering words of disbelief, are because of which a person's good deeds are wasted. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, refrain from talking too much. Rather, stay quiet. Why is that? Because on the day of judgment, when it will be the time to pay for what we have done, and we will be asked, why did you say such and such? What will we answer for? How much will we answer for? So safeguard your tongues and make yourselves safe from wasting your own deeds and iman. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
MashaAllah, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If you just joined us, then alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. And we're talking about a very important personality today. And that personality is Sadru Sharia Badru Tariqa, Hazrat Allama Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. He is the one who has written Bahare Shariat, the beautiful encyclopedia of the Fiqh Hanafi. MashaAllah, Azmin Mawlana Amjad Ali Azmi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, studied under Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali. Now, here I want to mention the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Allah jis ke saath bhalai ka irada farmata hai, usko deen ki samajh ata farmata hai. Sahih Bukhari. Yeah, when Allah wants to do good to someone, He gives him the understanding of the deen. Mufti Muhammad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah alayhi, he talks and comments on this hadith paak. He says, yani ise deeni ilm, deeni samajh aur danai bakhshta hai. Allah Ta'ala gives him the understanding of the knowledge, Islamic knowledge. He gives him the knowledge of the deen, or danai, he gives him wisdom. If you look at all the scholars of deen, the four, you know, Aima Mujtahideen and all the other great ulama-i kiram, they never were boastful from the knowledge that they had, but they were, alhamdulillah, acting upon that knowledge themselves as well. And then in the same way, you know, we need to understand that this sacred knowledge that we do learn, so anyone who is studying about the deen, and you've learned this sacred knowledge, you know, be a lighthouse, you know, where you go and you spread this light to other people as well. Be a lighthouse, be a person that spreads this knowledge of deen to people around them. And inshallah, as well, that's when you are going to be successful, inshallah, azza wa jal. And here, I just want to also mention about the translation of Kanzul Iman. There were translations of the Quran available at that time, but there were so many mistakes in them, you know, ma'azallah, regarding the belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, regarding the respect and the honor of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So there was a need to write the translation of the Quran in the Urdu language. So Sadru Sharia Alayhi Rahma, he is the one who told Ala Hazrat the translation of the Quran. And today, if you want to read any translation of the Quran in any language, there's only one. Kanzul Iman is the most, I'm not saying that our other Sunni scholars have not done a good job. They've done a very good job, mashallah. There's many other Sunni scholars that have translated the Quran. Alhamdulillah, they've done a fantastic job. But if they were old, you know, as they say, the king of all these translations in the Urdu language is Kanzul Iman. Gar ahle chaman fakhr kare is pe baja hai. Amjad tha gulab chaman danish o hikmat. Subhanallah. So therefore, you know, when we read Kanzul Iman, we also thank Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi alayhi rahma Sadr al-Sharia, that he was the one who, alhamdulillah, made Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi's mindset, or even not even made his mindset, or he presented this wish of his that we definitely need an Urdu translation, subhanallah. Now, Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma, what was his timetable, his daily routine? Like, for example, our daily routine may be that we wake up in the morning, have a breakfast, go to work, come back from work, have something to eat, sit on the telly, watch TV for about 10 o'clock, and then we go on back to sleep. Maaz zabardast timetable, jana. Koi tension ni. Astaghfirullah. That's not a timetable. Timetable should be that we act upon the sunnahs, namaz, pabandi, give time to your children, listen to their sabak. You know, this is exactly the kind of routine we want in our lifestyle. Now, what was the routine? What was the jadwal of Sadr al-Sharia? Inshallah, I'm going to come back and tell you after we go back to the daily hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu ta'ala says that whosoever offended a wali, a friend of mine, I declare war against him. Is there a statement more serious than this, viewers of Madani Channel? Allah subhanahu ta'ala is clearly saying that the one who offends his friend, a waliullah, Allah declares war against him. The hadith continues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that an individual draws nearest to me through the obligations of the religions, meaning the five daily prayers, or if zakat is compulsory upon a person, all of the obligations or obligatory elements of the deen. Allah is declaring in this hadith, divine hadith, that is the best way of drawing near to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, this nearness is not in a physical sense. This is in terms of piety and acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This individual, this slave, he continues to draw near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the supererogatory, the nawafil, the extra actions. So the one who is attaining this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first and foremost, it is through the obligations, then through the extra efforts in worship. He continues to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent, Allah says, until I begin to love him. And when I make him my beloved, I become his ears through which he hears. I become his eyes through which he sees. I become his hand through which he grasps. I become his feet with which he walks. And when he asks of me, I give to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala empowers his friend, his chosen servant, to such an extent that the senses of that chosen individual are enhanced. Imam Fakhruddin Razi, he explains this hadith by saying that when Allah says he becomes his ears through which he listens, that means Allah empowers his chosen servant in such a way that he is able to hear things that are near and far. And with sight, when Allah says, I become his eyes through which he sees, he is empowered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that he is able to see near and far, see things which normal people do not see, and hear things which normal people do not see. Certain secrets, we can say, are revealed to him. Certain veils are lifted for such a chosen individual. So those people who bring to their tongue remarks and comments of criticism and offense, they should think 100 times before they think negatively about any of the pious predecessors, the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha is reported to have said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah has declared, meaning Allah has said, whosoever offended a friend of mine, he has permitted war against him. Meaning such a person has entered a state of war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to the fact that he offended one friend or wali of Allah, someone who is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma once reported that his father, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, once saw Sayyidina Muaz bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala an sitting near the resting place, the Rawda of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he was crying. And Sayyidina Umar, he asked him, Sayyidina Muaz, about why he was crying. Sayyidina Muaz radiyallahu ta'ala an, he revealed that he remembered something the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, and then he shared what he remembered. He said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even a little ostentation, showing your deeds, showing off with your deeds, even a little riya or ostentation is shirk. And he continued to say, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, and whosoever expressed enmity for a wali of Allah, meaning a friend of Allah, he declared war against Allah. Meaning, in expressing this enmity against this friend of Allah, it's as if he has declared war against Allah subhanahu ta'ala himself. Remember here, in this narration where Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala and revealed that even a little ostentation, a little riya is shirk. This doesn't mean if someone does something to show other people that he become a disbeliever. This is a reminder that we should not do any good deeds, acts of worship for anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For if you do something for anyone other than Allah, it's as if you're not doing it for Allah. You're doing it for that person, whether it's to impress someone, to inform someone, the reward of that action will be destroyed. Whether a man is standing in prayer or whether he is donating in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, apparently if he does so with ostentation, then this is almost like, or this is likened to, attributing partners with Allah, because he's not doing it for the sake of Allah, he's doing it to show other people or for another reason.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Amir al-Sunnat, in one of his other booklets, he gives us the daily timetable of Sadru Sharia. SubhanAllah. When you look at his timetable in the thing, you know what, the humans or jinns kept on working, mashallah as well. And Sadru Sharia's timetable was that after Fajr Salah, he would engage himself in wazaif, reading the Quran. And then about an hour and a half later, he will go to the press. And then after that, he would go and teach in the madrasa as well. And because he was an Alim Adin, he was teaching a class as well. And then up till Zuhr Salah, until Asr Salah, he would go back to the madrasa and start teaching again. And then between Asr and Maghrib, he would go to Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma and he would sit with them. And then up between Maghrib and Isha until 12 o'clock, he would be in the court of Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma and he would, you know, write the fatawas and other important discussions regarding. So he would spend a lot of time, 6-7 hours a day with Ala Hazrat. And then at the 12 o'clock, he would finish and he would go home. And then he would just rest for a bit and then start his day. Musannif bhi, muqarrir bhi, faqih asre khazir bhi. Wo apne aap mein tha ek idara ilm o hikmat ka. Subhanallah. Sadr al-Sharia, Mawlana Amjad Ali Azmi alayhi rahma, he was a musannif, he was a writer, he was a big scholar, and he used to do bayans, he used to write books, he used to write fatawas, he used to write about tib as well, you know, herbal medicine. He used to be an accountant. He used to do so many things. He was a department amongst many, many departments. SubhanAllah. And you don't find many people like that today that can do all of these things, mashallah. And one of the most important things that we learn from his life is that he never, ever, you know, missed his salah deliberately. There's hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to mention that hadith as well. Jis shakhs ne paanch namazun ki hifazat ki. The one who took care of his five salah, uske liye namaz qiyamat ke din noor, dalil aur najat hogi. It will be light for him, it will be a dalil for him, and it will be forgiveness for him. And the one who does not take care of his salah, he will have no noor, no light, he will have no dalil, and he will have no forgiveness as well. Qiyamat ke din Fir'aun, Qarun, Haman, اور عبید بن خلف کے ساتھ ہوگا. دا پرسن ول بی ریزن آن دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ ود پیپل لائک ہارون قامان اینڈ عبید بن خلف. تو وی نیڈ ٹو تھنک ٹو آور سیلز واٹ وی آر ڈوئنگ ان آور لائف. بعض علماء کرام نے ارشاد فرمایا نماز ترک کرنے والا ان چار, یعنی دا ون ہو مسز ہز صلاۃ ڈیلیبرلی, ول بی ود فرعون ود قارون حامان اینڈ عبید بن خلف آن دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ. I've got a little promo to show you and inshallah azza wa jalla we'll come to the conclusion and we'll wind up our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Zakat, a divine obligation and a means of purification. Dawat Islami is giving us a great opportunity in order to gain great reward through our zakat.
Say be upon him and the grace of Mustafa.
If you give your zakat to Dawat Islami, where will it be used? Your donation will be used to support more than 15,000 campuses and support the education of more than 400,000 Madrasatul Madina students and Jamaatul Madina students. Alongside this, you will see your money used to support millions across the globe who are affected financially and in terms of well-being as well. You will also see through the power of social media that Dawat Islami will reach more than 50 million individuals through social media, Madri channel and publications. When you give your money to Dawat Islami, you will see Islamic guidance reaching to many Muslims across the globe through Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnah. So give your money to Dawat Islami and do not miss out on this great opportunity in order to also gain a share of the great reward that entails within this Islamic movement of Dawat Islami.
Dawat Islami UK Madani Channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 4363456060. IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436345 60. BIC LOYD GB21087.
Your donations can be utilized in any permissible, religious, reformative, welfare, spiritual, benevolent, charitable, and income-generating lawful and secure work so that the increasing expenses can be met.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, today we were talking about the great life and works of Sadru Sharia بدر الطریقہ مفتی محمد امجد علی عازمی علیہ الرحمہ, the writer of بہار شریعت and many other books of Islam, and one of the greatest خلیفہ of اعلی حضرت امام علیہ سنت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. One of the common things that we find amongst these great scholars that we talk about is the dedication that they had for their deen and for the knowledge of Islam. Please try to dedicate some time from your very, very busy schedule. Try to take time out, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever is easier for you, and try to read through these books as well. And where you can start off from an easy book is Laws of Salah. You know, alhamdulillah, to learn about the rulings of Fiqh Hanfi, read Laws of Salah, and inshallah, azza wa jal, you'll be very easily written by Amir al-Sunnah. Basic knowledge like wuzu, salah, tayammum, usul, you know, traveler salah, madani will, all these books, there's about 12 booklets in this book. So please try to read that. And inshallah, if you don't understand, you can ask the Muballighin of Dawat Islam. Inshallah, that's it for today. Take care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end. And the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.